This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, we think we're on. We don't know.
Maybe no. Who knows?
Hey. What's up?
What?
Maybe not. Who knows?
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Yep.
Pam is over there.
Hello.
Phil is over there.
Hey.
We are
it.
On?
We're on.
All right.
We're good.
Now send your comments. Pam is monitoring them. See, now if you say anything derogatory about Pam, she's not going to read it.
Right.
Oh, wait, so. Here we got one. Pam is so hot. Oh, my God. She is so sexy.
Who said that? What's their name?
Eric and Matt Blotney. No, they didn't say anything.
Matt Blotney. Yeah.
Magilla.
There are two people that are watching right now.
Magilla.
Let's see. It says, Pam, stop talking.
He was talking to a sandwich.
That was from last week.
You made this pizza. You are so hot.
Yeah. Now, there's two likes and three comments already.
Phil's a bum from Blotney.
Thank you.
All right, everybody have a nice week.
Was busy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, then. All right, I'll take control here. All right, so these plates here, thanks to Jeff the Chef. $5 each, and all the money will go to the Chaz and AJ toy drive. I don't know where we're going to sell them yet. So I haven't approved it with the front desk,
right.
So I can't put these out there yet.
Right. Speaking of the toy drive, when is it? Because Gino wants to know what date.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Gino.
Gino.
Friday, December 15th. And we may have two very big acts playing, at least one. So it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like sauce and sauce.
Sauce and sauce. We're doing the walkthrough today, in fact.
That's right. We're going to leave here. We're going to walk through Jordan's furniture and... I think we're going to move where the stage was. I think you walked in and then there was the stage and it was kind of like a bottleneck there.
Like a traffic
there was
jam.
Toys and people and stage and band. So I think we're going to move the stage to the other side.
Create more of a flow, if you will, more of a flow, a feng shui.
Mary Beth wants to know if we need volunteers for the toy drive.
Yeah, we need toys.
Toys.
Yeah. What do you want to volunteer doing?
Yeah.
Mary Beth, what do you want to volunteer?
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at the thing?
I don't know.
I think we need elves to move toys.
We do.
I think we could always use help moving toys.
Yeah.
That's a Drew question. I don't know where they're at.
Drew.
That's a problem. Big problem.
Huge.
We had our boss Keith on today, and I feel like we started a new bit, and that is Keith's weekly top five.
Yes.
He did top five. Mid-range restaurant appetizers.
Which is so bizarre and random. I mean, that's the one you pick.
Yeah.
He loves eating at those restaurants, though. That's like what he lives for.
No one disagreed with anything that was on that list, though.
No, because they all sound delicious. Yeah. Plus, we're all hungry.
There was a few of them that I want to try.
Yeah. The Tato Skins, obviously.
And then he only came up with top three for why is Phil the least favorite member of the morning show?
He's trying to pace.
It's really just the number one thing, though. It's the videos.
Right.
That's what it is.
I don't know.
He gets pissed.
He made the other ones pretty
clear. It's that and you walking around talking to people.
I don't think I do that as often as he thinks I do.
Hmm.
Phil gets very chatty, yes. But it's because you need a little break. You can't go from like show to meeting to the after show work without taking a little break. So we all do it. We all need to take a little break.
I get the hell out of here.
Because we get burnt out.
Yeah.
Like I do it too.
So we thought we would do a top five, just random off the top of our head here.
Okay.
And you can chime in on the Facebook here. What is your top five least favorite people on earth?
Oh, on earth.
Yeah. On earth.
On earth. That's a toughie.
I'm going to go with number one, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yes. You can't stand her.
I don't know why. She's never done anything to me.
No, not personally. No.
But she's an attention whore.
Yes, she is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that whole conscious uncoupling for divorce.
Oh, yeah.
And what did she name her kids?
Apple.
Yeah.
What was it? With cinnamon?
And
like
she
that?
Had that stupid thing where you put like a piece of jade like up your vagina.
What?
And you're not supposed to be putting stuff like that up there. But she thinks it's like a healthy thing to be putting things up there.
Right. So you know what people do? They start sticking things in their vagina.
Exactly.
That's not a jewelry box.
Right. You know, it's... That movie Seven, where her head was in the box at the end, I'm like, that's the best movie scene.
You stood and applauded. You were like, yeah!
Yeah, like, yeah!
Did you see the movie Contagion?
No.
So that's the one with Matt Damon where there's like this outbreak of some like weird disease where everybody just starts dying. She's the first person you see die on screen. And then they perform an autopsy where they cut her skull open and they're like removing like her brain. I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I have to watch this.
And that's by funny. The way, they found nothing.
Yeah, there was nothing in there.
They found a Coldplay album and an apple.
A lot of people here on Facebook Live are saying Malloy, of course.
Governor Malloy. Right.
Yes. And then Vin says anyone Kardashian, which
I totally agree with.
Stop it.
We'll put them on the list. So we got Gwyneth Paltrow, Governor Malloy, the Kardashians.
Right. This is going quick.
So that's three. AJ, do you have one?
Yeah, anybody makes fun of AJ. that's a large space right there. But,
AJ haters.
Flip-flop haters, yes.
Yeah. It's time. To put the flip-flops away.
No, it ain't. 72 degrees outside.
It's November.
And it's a Friday. You said, I remember the old days. Flip-flop Fridays were great. So that's why
Friday.
I chose it.
It's getting old.
Are you going to walk your 5K in flip-flops tomorrow?
I could if you want me to.
Oh. If you do.
Nobody does, but you do anyway.
You're going to be in pain.
I wear sneakers.
Which could be good because then you'll wear sneakers.
All right, so Gwyneth Paltrow, Governor Malloy, Kardashians, AJ haters.
Right,
Pam.
Thank you.
That's funny because I was going to say anyone who hates the MyPillow commercials.
It's all of us. Then put
that would be the entire population of Connecticut.
That'd be AJ,
except
Phil.
Well, actually, just kidding.
Jazz,
I hate them too.
The Kardashians.
Connecticut population.
Mike Lindell.
All right, so we got Gwyneth Paltrow, Governor Malloy, the Kardashians, AJ haters, population of Connecticut.
Right.
Phil?
The Tri-State area.
I think someone who was in the news this week, again, like you said with Gwyneth Paltrow, no one has done anything personally to me, but I don't know why they just annoy me, Wendy Williams. I don't know why. Every time I see her, I'm like, I can't believe anything she says. I think it's all fake.
The fake fame.
How is she on the air this long? Like, who is watching that show?
I don't know. I don't even know what her show's about. I don't even know if she interviews people. I have no idea.
AJ's going to reenact her fake faint right now.
Oh, it was bad.
All right.
Wait.
No, wait. You got to look at the camera.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and you're missing the part where she went like, I think she went like this at one point. Like,
wait. Wait. Right. First was it was like that look like, and then.
Yeah, there it is.
I thought it took longer.
Mm-hmm. It took longer for AJ to get up than it took for him to go down.
Right. Speaking of, Kyle wants to know why AJ doesn't ever sit down.
Why doesn't AJ ever sit down?
Because I find I'm a lot more awake for stand up.
Okay.
Plus, also, it's something you brought up once that you're more healthier if you stand. You don't sit down the entire time. You're supposed to.
No, that was a story that came out.
Yeah. Yeah, because you started doing it.
I stand up periodically, but not during a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I prefer to stand.
Yeah.
You know, it's from back in the day when we couldn't afford chairs.
Right. Anything else on the Facebook page?
Let's see. Christopher is with you, Chaz, on the Gwyneth Paltrow thing. Patrick says Colbert, head of ISIS, and Gary Craig. Dave Steady says Murphy and Blumenthal.
Oh, yeah.
Would Christopher be the guy from Coldplay?
I just see what. Kyle also wants to know why AJ always writes periods, too. I don't really know what that means.
I put dot, dot, dot before I write something.
Oh, you do that.
This is a good question.
It's just my thing.
That is a good.
This is a very good question.
It's just my thing.
No, it's not. No, you got to explain this because anytime you read a post or an email from AJ, it's like the conversation has started and you're only getting it from the middle or the end. Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, me too.
Right.
I'm like, wait, what did he say before that?
Right.
But you'll even start a sentence with a dot, dot, dot.
Right. Why? Does this bother everybody?
I've noticed that.
But we don't understand why.
My thing. Just something I did. Just my thing. It's a signature.
I thought your thing was Yingling.
That's my beer thing.
It's my other thing.
It's my dot, dot thing.
Yingling's my thing.
Because
dot,
I can't
dot,
write,
dot.
fuck you, okay? Does that work for you guys now? That work for you?
Kyle says it adds a sense of awkwardness.
Does that satisfy your fucking curiosity? Okay? How about middle finger, middle finger, middle finger, blow me? Does that work for you?
Dot, dot, dot.
Next
it makes
question.
No sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It's my thing. It's my thing.
Every tweet, every Instagram, I've noticed it.
Yeah, it's like dot, dot, dot. Well, what the fuck was before that?
What was before? You're right.
I want to know, what did he say before the dot, dot, dot?
I can appreciate that, but then don't follow me. I'm too complex. Why is Phil going through my shit right now?
So many.
Every single one is dot, dot, dot.
That's my thing.
All right, give us a report, Phil. What are you finding over there?
Oh, my God.
No, it's just anything. So, like, this is when the branch fell on his deck. dot, dot, dot. Well, dot, dot, dot. Looks like I have some new sawing to do when I get home later. It's like, why do we need dot, dots before and after, though? Like,
yeah, so if you said, well, dot, dot, dot.
Right.
Yeah, fine.
That right. makes sense.
Yeah, right. not dot, dot, dot,
but
well.
But dot,
yeah.
dot, dot, well, it's like, well, was there a post before that
uh-huh.
that sets that one up? What am I missing?
Things that make you go, pay more attention, folks. It's my thing.
Okay.
You ain't going to change me.
All right.
Laura is mad at us. She said, stop picking on the AJ Mon.
Thank you.
Mamsie is mad at us, too.
Mamsie is?
See?
She says, always picking on AJ.
Always jumping on the AJ Mon.
Patrick wants to know why we never play the Beatles.
I don't know. That'd be a question for Keith.
Top
10 reasons why we don't play the Beatles.
All right. We can call Keith now.
Yes.
I doubt that he'll pick
up.
Dot,
dot, dot.
Every time we try this, he does not answer. He sniffs us.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want his office line? Actually, he may pick up his office line.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. Right, right.
Oh, wait. I got to X out of here.
Pretend you're Christian.
Wait, I sent it to Phil. Them. Phil, you got it?
Yeah, but I can't give his number out.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because everyone would be calling him.
It's his work phone number, and it's common. It's probably on the internet anyway.
Like a sugared up squirrel over there.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny if we gave out his number, actually.
No. It'd be funny for a second.
860. That's all I know. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, Phil's hanging the magic numbers. For those of you at home,
Vin
the number is?
Torelli says, hey, I dot, dot, dot a lot, too. So
all
you
right.
got a
Thank
buddy
you,
there,
Vinny.
AJ.
See, Vinny. My bro. Like, why does this bother people?
You were doing it for a while, too, on the Chaz and AJ Twitter account. And then
yeah, you
stopped that, though.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, what about my life makes sense, honestly? Really?
True. That is a good point. Nothing does.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Dot, dot, dot.
I just live life.
Your love for cars makes sense to me.
Thank you. I love that. Thank you. And now guns.
Your affection for, oldies music.
Right, right, right. Plus guns.
And old commercials.
Right.
Commercials, yes.
You do.
This person went in, Pam, shut the F up.
Nope, they didn't. They said, Pam, keep talking. More. We want more.
No, doubt that.
Come on, Keith.
They said, stick your head
Keith
in the pillow.
Bacon is not available at the moment. At the tone, record your message. To end your recording...
I love this because this lady thinks that we haven't fucking figured out how goddamn voicemail fucking works.
It's job security.
I feel like we get one of these a week now.
Oh,
the
hello.
Voicemail lady.
Always.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Oh, really? I need to know. Hear the beep, leave a fucking message, then hang up.
Dot, dot, dot.
Because I wouldn't be able to figure that out. Because I might, if she doesn't say hang up, I might fucking stay there and just stay there.
What do I do?
And fucking die of starvation just staying here.
Right.
Like, what do I do now? I don't hear any sound.
Kyle also pointed out that AJ also loves fried bologna.
Oh, fried bologna is the stuff, man.
I like bologna cold.
Ketchup.
It's what he calls his yum yums.
I think he says num
nums. Oh, no,
num. I said num nums.
Is it num nums or yum yums?
Num nuts.
I thought num nums was like love. Like, give me some num nums. No?
I love fried bologna.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of
whatever. It's still correct.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, time for num nums. You miss me. You miss me.
Okay, that's the weekly throw.
Because yeah. He's a hungry boy.
He's a. Who's a.
You missed again.
I'm using Phil's laptop next.
Got her.
You can't get me. Looks like you have the same throwing skills as you have the shooting skills.
What the fuck you say?
Let me start over. Looks like this is gonna be good. Looks like you're Looks like your throwing skills are just as good as your shooting skills. Oh, you missed. Because I beat him this week at the gun range. Come on.
You know, Pam, no one gives a shit. You shot a gun
okay,
once.
Okay, let me go back to monitoring. No, it's
anything
funny,
there?
Pam.
That was funny, Pam.
Said no one.
They're all saying it. AJ, Ryan wants to know, out of every car produced, what is your top three favorite cars, years, makes,
Very
models?
Good.
My top three. Okay, well, my dream car is to get a 1970 AMC Rebel Machine. They only made a few of those. Those are fantastic. Obviously, I want a Dodge, the Dodge Challenger RT or a Hellcat or the Demon's really cool. That'd be number two. And I guess number three would be a 1960 Ford Sunliner. Thank you.
Wow. What is a Sunliner?
Sunliner is basically, it's like a Galaxy, it's the Galaxy, but it's a specialized. It's a Sunliner. It's the convertible version.
Oh shit!
It's a cruiser. It's a gorgeous car. My dad had a 4-door version when I was a little kid growing up, and I just always loved that car.
Damn!
If it could be four, a Ford Falcon could be there also. Anyways, between 1960 and 1965.
Yeah, I would do a GT40.
Nice.
Ford Cobra.
Cool.
And then a 68 Shelby.
There you go. Boom.
Yep.
See.
Mm.
What do you got there, Pam?
Kyle said, whatever car he can fit the most men in. And then, thank you, Lisa. She said, hey, Pam, it was funny.
Oh, wow, Kyle, it's almost like your mouth. How many guys you can fit in there?
I was waiting.
That's why AJ haters.
You can keep on coming, man. I'll just keep firing back.
That's what the men said. Vin says, sometimes Pam tells a joke. And Ryan Roberts has checked in. He says hi.
Ryan!
Hey, Ryan. How are you? Night show, Ryan.
My bro.
All right, anything else? We really had nothing to talk about this whole week. No. Right before the camera went out, we were like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
So Pam's answer was Megan's butt. So that's why we had up there, Pam talks about butts, but then we were asked to get rid of that.
Yeah, I was only joking, Megan.
Oh, do we want to talk about Megan's butt?
Why not?
I feel AJ? Like I don't want to be Kevin Spacey AJ. 20 years from now.
Yeah.
True.
You know?
Yeah,
it was like brought up during a Facebook Live.
Right. I'm just going to keep it all to
horrible.
Myself.
Horrible. It was funny then, but 20 years later, not so funny.
I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Anything else going on? We got to get Megan on, right? Because we have her on every week.
That's right. Yeah, right? It's another weekly occurrence.
We got to show Megan. Ladies and gentlemen, Megan. Ah!
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
There she is.
Hi.
Right.
Okay. Different angle.
Camera loves you. Yeah. Camera loves you. Show it love. Show it love.
Hi.
The most awkward.
Pants on, no skirt. Just,
see?
Today. You can't see if her knees are banged up from fall.
Check in next week.
Gravity works.
All right. So a little self-promotion here. Chaz and AJ t-shirts selling fast. $15. $8 goes for the toy drive. So
grab them quick.
These are great stocking stuffers. Every year I get to that point where there's like 15 more people I got to shop for.
Seriously.
And I'm like, what the hell do I get them? I want to get them something cool.
What do I do?
But I don't have a big budget.
Right. No one does.
You know, so this is one of those you can knock 4 or 5 people off your list. You get them the t-shirt. And again, I always love to give those types of things to people who hate the fucking show.
Right.
It's like that person who's like, why are you listening to that shit? You got to get them that because it will make them laugh when they open it.
Just for looking at their
face.
That's
a good idea.
Yep.
So that's $15, and they're available at the front desk. I would get them because we only ordered 500, and when we're out, we're out.
Yep.
And the Molloy's Last Day stickers are at the front desk. So you come here, you get a t-shirt, and you can get a couple of those stickers, too.
One-stop shop.
These we're going to figure out where to sell them, how to sell them, but they're $5 each, so get ready. And then what else? The pasta dinner, right? Do we have any details on that? It's $25. You can eat your face off.
Right.
And it's at Vizzano's in Monroe, Vazzi's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable food. These people know how to make pasta.
The Osteria.
The Osteria.
The other thing I like about Vazzi's is these people, I go to a lot of fundraisers and events. They do too, and they're always donating money.
They always step up to the plate, man. They're great people.
They're good members of the community.
Yes, you are.
Big,
step
big hearts.
Step up to the
hearts.
Plate. I get it.
Step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm. I remember they had that t-shirt for a while that said legalize marinara. I still want to get one of those.
Yeah. What's the date on
15th.
Pasta 15th
dinner?
November.
November 15th.
Yep.
So November 15th pasta dinner, December 15th toy drive. There you go.
215.
Yeah. And thank you guys for watching. Any other comments before we wrap up?
Mamsie says that the t-shirt is great. She has also said that the chatters have the tickets.
Nice.
And Lisa Corleone says, hey. Hi, everybody. And then Travis says, Gov's got to go.
Gov's got to go.
Gov's got to go.
Gov's got to go. All right. We will see you over the weekend, maybe at the Vicky Soto tomorrow, or Pam's at the Orange Ale House on Sunday from 1 to 3.
Yep.
And then we're back here Monday morning on the air. So yes, thank you for watching. We appreciate it. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
Sayonara.
Phil's over there. Megan's behind the camera.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Megan's butt is also behind the camera.
Megan's butt.
But.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard. for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting your eyes checked at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.